Podcast sponsors include Hy-Vee of Canton, Spoon River Animal Clinic, State Farm Insurance Agent Tom Conklin, Mid-American National Bank, Farm King, GM Mechanical, Lozier Oil, Haynes Physical Therapy, Art Hostler Auto Plaza, Mid-Century Fiber, and Rhodes Real Estate and Land Auction Service. Take WBYS with you wherever you go. Visit 1560WBYS.com for streaming online or to download the free app. Sports Saturday and Coach's Roundtable on WBYS next with Leon Groover live from Hy-Vee.
And a good Saturday morning today on this 14th day of October. Coming up, we have our Sports Saturday Coaches Roundtable. We'll have our area football coaches. All of our area teams were winners last night, so it'll be some interesting conversation with them in this Week 8. And also later today, Rutgers at Illinois. 10 o'clock pregame kickoff at 11 here on WBYS as Illini will take on Rutgers in the Big Ten in football action. Let's get to the scoreboard last night, and again from around the area. Began at Morton last night, where Morton come back and beat the Canton freshman 38-34. Canton gets, again, playoff eligible with five wins, but point-wise will be an issue. We'll talk about that as we get into the program. Canton wins last night 42-22. They're 5-3 on the season, 3-3 in the conference. Second loss for Morton in the conference and overall. Dunlap last night clinches a share of the title. They stay unbeaten. Dunlap 49, Limestone 20. We'll have Dunlap at our place coming up on senior night here in Week 9. Washington and Josh Schellenberg, 122 yards rushing, couple of touchdowns. Panthers go to 6-2. Washington 49, East Peoria nothing. Ethan Hodel last night, 188 in rushing on senior night. Metamora prevails a back-and-forth game. Metamora beat Pekin last night 44-34. Other action, Farmington remains undefeated last night. A big second half, 30 points to zero in the second half. Farmington 56, Abington Avon 21. Elsewhere, Illini West over Rushville Industry 28-12. North Fulton qualifies playoffs, six wins. North Fulton shuts out Peoria Heights 22-0, and it'll be their first appearance since 2011. Senior night last night, Lewistown wins 14-7. They captured the Stone Axe Traveling Trophy last night. We'll talk with Darren Winkler. Also, Knoxville, TD pass with no time on the clock last night. Knoxville wins at Elmer Brimfield 42-38. At Westbury Bushnell, 35, South Fulton, 14. Other games today at 2 o'clock, Champaign Central at Peoria High. That'll be at 2 o'clock today. Normal Community stays in first place. They go to 8-0. They beat Danville 42-14 in the Big 12. Peoria Notre Dame gets their fifth win. They shut out Champaign Centennial 42-0. Normal West 35, Richwoods 21, Bloomington 28, and Urbana nothing. Elsewhere in the Illini Prairie, Bloomington Central Catholic over IVC 49-20, Pontiac 44, St. Thomas More 7, Monticello gets by Fairbury Prairie Central 14-6, Tolona Unity 56, Rantoul 28, St. Joe Ogden 48, Olympia 7. In the heart of Illinois, Fisher beat Tremont 55-18. Gibson City blast Flanagan Cornell 61-8. Leroy over Hayward 43-8. El Paso 7-0 over Colfax Ridgeview. Downs Tri Valley over Fieldcrest 41-20. Eureka beat AMAC 23-7 in the Western Big Six last night. Moline 24, Almond 10. Quincy shuts out East Moline 57-0. Rock Island over Galesburg 34-20. Quincy Notre Dame shuts out Charleston 51-0, and Manuel over Macomb 24-14. Elsewhere, Bixville West Central over Cambridge 42-25. Mercer County beat United 12-6. Princeville over Stark County 35-20. Rochester over Eisenhower 55-12, and Monmouth Roseville 50, and Princeton 21. We'll talk about the playoff scenarios for a few of the teams and get you all set. Dunlap clinched the share of the title in the Mid-Illini. Kent will take on them coming up this Friday night in Week 9 on Senior Night. Our congrats to the high school girls cross country. Mid-Illini Conference meet. Canton places third. It's one of their highest finishes. Dunlap first, Washington second. As we mentioned, Sports Saturday has Rutgers at Illinois coming up at the 10 o'clock kickoff at 11 right here on WBYS. We'll talk Lewistown, Canton, Farmington, and North Fulton football all in this Week 8 Sports Saturday live from Hy-Vee, streamed online, 1560WBYS.com.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for every hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and much more for every outdoorsman this hunting season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gear is at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection of hunting supplies, then shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Tom Conklin in Farmington help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Tom and his team handling your auto, home, renters, and life insurance, you'll have more time and money for everything else. That's money Tom can help you put towards a college savings plan or your retirement. Call State Farm agent Tom Conklin today at 245-4243 or check out his website at conklinsf.com and get to a better state with State Farm.
Introducing Repeat Refills. Now you can have your prescriptions filled automatically at the Hy-Vee Pharmacy. With Repeat Refills, your prescriptions are automatically filled ahead of time and ready when you are. We'll even call you when your order is ready. Let your Hy-Vee Pharmacy help you stay on top of your medication therapy. Ask your helpful Hy-Vee pharmacists about Repeat Refills today. Then you'll never have to worry about running out of medication again.
Repeat Refills, now available at your Canton Hy-Vee Pharmacy, 825 North Main Street.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Becker, we're into our Sports Saturday Coaches Roundtable. We began talking Lewistown football last night. They went 14-7 over Havana, and senior night last night. And I know this is one of those seasons, man. You just like to clean the slate and like start over there, Darren. When you take a look at the season here, I know it's very frustrating for the program for this particular season here. And how do you, you've been around football long enough, have you ever seen anything like this, the number of injuries, the different things that have happened this particular season?
No, I haven't, not at Lewiston in 27 years. So, you know, yeah, we had 11 guys that were out last night for ineligibility or injury, whatnot. And, yeah, it makes it real hard to, you know, to get any consistency, you know, in both sides of the ball, offense or defense. So, you know, but it is what it is, so we got to line up, play it, and that's what we're doing.
And then you give the kids credit to we're out there and stuck it out and played. You got to give them a lot of kudos in regards to, again, going both ways a lot of times and inexperienced in some areas.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're battling those kind of things, right?
Yeah, I had kids last night to ask if they could get a blow, and I said, no, I don't have any bodies left. So, yeah, our kids are working hard, and they play hard, and, you know, they compete real well. You know, it's just one of those situations where you don't get any rest.
Yeah.
So, and it makes it tough on you to be full go all the time. But no, our kids are doing a good job. They're playing hard, and I'm awful proud of them.
How was the what was the thing that you wanted to take a look at Havana? What you wanted to take away from that? Their ability to run the football, certainly, right?
Oh yeah, they line up 10 guys in the box, and that's not been something we've stopped well this year. So I thought defensively we played pretty well last night, except for the one drive where they scored. We kind of let them get some couple of big gainers there, and offensively they kind of took away our passing game, so we had to go back to running the ball. We got a good night out of Jake Myers and Kyle Gravin, and Cody Arnett was back, so he ran the ball well, fullback for us.
When you talk about the seniors, you have a few of those on the schedule there, and it's been a tough one for them, hasn't it?
Maybe. Yeah,
the number of years that they put in to not get rewarded like you'd like to see some of
Ben Klein and Jake Myers played awful well for us, and it was receiver and then running back, and they've had to kind of carry the load. Logan Mayberry and Hunter Lane up front, and then Kyle Hand, who went out in week three with a crack in a bone on the outside of his foot, what they call a Jones fracture. You know, he was our leader, captain, probably one of the best linemen we had out there. And losing a kid like him, and he's starting middle linebacker, too. So, losing a kid like him, and I know he wants to be out there worse than anything. So, every Friday night. It's been tough for him, and I respect him for being around.
Absolutely.
and still leading this team and doing everything he can from crutches.
How do you get your kids fired back up to get a tough week nine with Farmington coming in, and they're looking to make back-to-back seasons with undefeated, and going to be a tough task because they are very physical. They throw the football, very, very talented.
Oh, yeah, they're a very good football team, and, we've just got to take care of us. You know, we've got to execute and try and accomplish what we want to accomplish offensively. Defensively, we just got to play sound defensively where we're supposed to be. It's going to be a tough task going up there. It's their senior night, and they'll be fired up and ready to go. So, we'll have to get back to work this week and have a good week of preparation and get ready to go for Friday.
And you got to get your voice back in business there. I know that's tough when you're on the sideline and having to deal with a little bit of that. So we hope that you get recovered this weekend as well.
Oh, yeah. It's chest cold killing me. So hopefully it'll be gone.
These weather changes are just crazy, aren't they?
Every fall, it seems like I get it. So.
Yeah. One of the things in tradition, and they play for the Stone Axe Traveling Trophy. How long has that been around? And as long as I've been, for a number of years.
I'm not sure it still plays
an important type of thing. That's kind of neat, isn't it, that they still have that around.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it goes back, I would say pushing 100 years. And, it's a good rivalry. We enjoy playing that game. So it's always good when the Axe comes back to Lewiston.
That's right. How did your underclass finish in regards to?
We've got our last game this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe right now we have 3 wins, so. Our underclass team's been coming through. They've been depleted by injuries as well. And then we've had to steal some of those kids and use them on Friday nights. So a lot of them are playing 2 games a week. So that's tough. That's tough to ask.
And you addressed a few of your freshmen last night as well, right?
We addressed everybody last night. We had every single person that could play dressed, and we had 24. So, I would imagine this week will probably be the most we would be 24, maybe probably only 18. So, but we're going to go get ready.
Absolutely.
And have a good week of preparation. And
all right. Darren,
go.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming up. I know not feeling the best there, but thanks for coming up and chatting football. Usually our conversation off the air sometimes is always interesting, so we always appreciate that. Thanks, Darren. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Quick timeout, and we'll talk Canton Little Tide football. Got a big win last night at Morton. We'll talk that with the head coach, Cody Myers, second half. Joby Vallis, and Farmington remains undefeated, and also 6th win for North Fulton qualifying since 2011. They're a playoff appearance for North Fulton. We'll talk about that in the second half. Coaches Roundtable, a quick timeout. Sports Saturday live from Hy-Vee.
Has your family outgrown their current home? I'm Tracy Chipman, mortgage loan officer at MidAmerican National Bank. We've been helping families finance their dreams since 1933. We have the expertise and tools to make the financing process simple and understandable, and find the loan program that best meets your family's unique needs. MidAmerican National Bank, your bank for life. Visit us at midnetbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. As a small business, I believe my most valuable asset is the people that I am fortunate to serve. It's the account of their experience that helps to sustain my business. One patient states, "A friend and I had the same surgery by the same surgeon on the same day. My outcome with Adam was bottom line faster and significantly better. My surgeon was impressed how far ahead of schedule I was." For more accounts such as this, visit our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Back with Coach's Roundtable, and one of the signature wins, Cody Myers got a win last night at Morton, 42-22, and it's tough to contain yourself. I've been around the program for about 18 years, and fourth-quarter domination last night, and I saw this, one of the things in the newspaper, smash mouth football. And that was indeed the case last night. And I tell you, you put them down on the mat and never let up last night. Congratulations.
These guys love going over to Morton, and you know, it brings out a different team. I could tell in the locker room before the game, you know, we brought some speakers over and kind of turned some music up and changed the atmosphere there. And these guys are ready to go to battle.
We talked about that yesterday, didn't you? You know, at the closing of the walkthrough, you know, get on the bus, be prepared when you go over there. And they certainly took care of business last night.
They had tunnel vision last night, and they had one goal that night, and it was to win the football game. And not only did they do it, I felt like they physically dominated that. And that's the team that I've wanted to be all year long, especially in this conference, you know, being smaller than everybody.
Yeah.
It's nice to come out and pound someone and hold on to the football all night.
See, I follow the team. I go to practices. This did not surprise me, you know, in regards to it. Again, for the consistency of the four quarters, that's something we have been missing in some previous games. We talked about that, how critical. You look back at fighting for playoff points now, and you look back at a couple of those games, we were dominant the same kind of way. Physically, part of the game for three quarters, turned the ball over a couple of those games, let a lead slip away. Last night, that was not going to happen. You could tell this team was bound and determined. They weren't going to let this team back in the hunt.
No, not at all. And you know, if you look at last season, you know, we could have very easily slipped up here or there, and things went our way. This year, you know, it went the other way. But these players are a year older and a year better. We lost some great pieces last year, and it was a great run. But you can't live on that semifinal run forever, and you've got to, you know, make your own bed here. And these guys showed who they really were last night. And, you know, these are memories that are going to live forever for these guys. They were so ecstatic to win that game.
Oh, yeah. I still think a key thing is the last few weeks we've been able to implement, again, substitutions and play very and keep that level of intensity going when you're able to do that. You know how critical it is in basketball to bring in two or three guys off the bench, same way in football to be able to do that. And I think we've found our rotation, a lot of different things are very comfort zone last night in that regard.
Yeah, and definitely defensively.
Yeah.
I cannot believe the guys, Gabe Goss stepped up for Ethan Magnuson and stepped in and played strong safety last night. And James Shaw last year was our starting strong safety throughout the playoffs. He had an injury. He's still out from it.
Mm-hmm.
Still struggling with it. So, you know, to have guys step up, Caleb Miller, Evan Otto, Gage Miller, another huge game, all our D-line, to buy into what they're doing and play so hard last night, you know, that's how we win the football game. You know, everybody coming together and doing their job.
You like playing on turf? You know, that it seems like there's an accelerated excitement or something about playing on turf. I don't know what it is. When we go to places like that, it just feels like a really different atmosphere. I don't know how to explain it, but it does. There's something about that. Are you a lot more quicker on turf? I mean, they looked a lot quicker on turf last night. That's for sure.
Yeah. I would like to play those guys in the mud and really pound on them because, man, they were fast. You know, we're a slow football team. Yeah, we got some quick players, but overall our team speed does not compare to anybody we're playing against. And for us to come out and look a little speedy last night, you know, that was nice. That was nice to come out and battle them that way.
You ever seen controlling? We talk about how critical it is, and it shows you how you can, again, take an advantage from one team and make it your own. And that's controlling the clock last night, 20 minutes to their three in the first half. And they still had a couple of touchdowns. That's, I mean, it just shows you the potential they have when they have the football to take that away from them. You could tell they were very frustrated in stretches last night.
Yeah, and any time we can hold on to the football, it's not about us. It's about keeping their best three athletes, three of the best athletes I've seen in my 5 years here, on the sidelines, sitting there waiting, waiting.
And keeping our defense rested, and they were ready for the challenge in that second half.
Yeah, and, you know, in the past, you can say it either way. The defense didn't get themselves off the field. The offense didn't get the defense off the field. We didn't have to deal with any of those issues last night. And I hate to say this as well, the weather plays a huge role in it. Now that it's cooler, when we played Metamora, it was like 300 degrees there that night.
Very tough at the end, wasn't it? Yeah.
We've got so many two-way players, and it's a credit to them that they can tough it out. But last night was nice weather for us and nice breaks for our defense.
It's all about the offense, really, in a nutshell, controlling the game last night. But there were none two bigger stops defensively, fourth down by the defense last night. Huge type of advantage for us, and we were able to take advantage each time. We had, I think one of the key ones is when we stalled them out on fourth and eight, and we took the ball, and I think we drove 98 yards, 97 or something like that, 92 yards, 13 some plays, long drive. I thought that was a backbreaker for them.
Well, it definitely was. You could just feel the energy on our sideline and in our stands, you know, boost. You know, I bet people in Canton were waking up. They were hearing people yelling so loud there. It was awesome. And Coach Miller and his staff, Coach Lalmer and all those guys, man, they were ready to play. And the leadership out there with Gage Miller and Bryce Adams to get everyone positioned where they needed to be against a dynamic offense like that, it was so fun.
How difficult is it? You talk about the zone read and viewing it, but when you add the jets, the motion to that, how difficult is it? It's a pretty much of a nightmare sometimes, right, to defend that. And I thought we kept enough Kreider in front of us. We did a better job, though, of not allowing the quarterback and really the running back to really get involved in a lot of offense last night.
You know, we made a decision this week, and as a staff, we all kind of picked a few plays and tried to come up with some different schemes, and then we would sit down together and throw it all on the wall and see what we liked best. And we thought we had a way we could take away two of their three athletes. Mm-hmm. The only one you can't take away is the guy that's running full speed before the snap.
Yeah.
And that was hard. But I'll tell you what, I'll roll the dice. If you take their 1,300-yard rusher out and their 900-yard rusher out and don't let them touch the football and you force them to run east and west, we'll roll the dice there. And we did, and you know what? On fourth and three down there,
yeah,
that's their play.
Yeah.
On fourth and three, we made them run a sweep, not right at us, and we could run it down. And I like that a lot better than somebody knowing they can run straight ahead for 3 yards like we do on offense.
Yeah, absolutely. What was the confidence level after the game last night with your group down on the field? And it's tough not to be over-celebrating when you're on somebody else's turf in regard to that and kind of keep it at a minimum. The fans, though, they got involved down there. From the very beginning, I thought it was just a playoff type of atmosphere last night. You could just have that sense and the feel of the urgency from our end of it as compared to what they were coming out last night.
Definitely lifelong memories. I mean, you know, you put that one, in my opinion, being around these kids, I mean, that's above Columbia, that's above the West Frankfort win. You could say the modern-day win was more exciting, but we weren't against such a great opponent like we were last night. And I think that's a misunderstanding around how great the Middle Illini is. I mean, going into their place when they're state-ranked and had ran for 2,000 yards this year and
84 touchdowns they come in the game. I mean, that's
great football
incredible.
Team. Yeah, if they were in 4A, they would make a ton of noise.
Yeah.
Thank goodness they're in 5A. But, you know, to come into there and come off that field with all smiles and excitement, those are lifelong memories these kids are going to have. And again, just add it to the file of how great these kids have been. I mean, they've given me so much joy in this town, joy over the last couple of years. You know, I wouldn't trade it.
Yeah, when you look at it, and this really just points to off-season work, and dedicating yourself, and it was tough to challenge them to where we got to last year in a semifinals, and that's a tough one to kind of answer the bell. How do you repeat? How do you get that thing? And I think it took a little while for us to get our own identity, you know, in regards to that. And as a head coach, I know you're trying to find a way to be able to get that. And about 3 weeks ago, maybe almost four, we finally got to that point, didn't we? You know, where we are. The guys are going to demoralize you by running the football down your throat.
You know, there's a point in this where I'm a first-year head coach calling plays, and I'm not always going to be great at it the first year I've ever done it in my entire life. Before this year, I've never done a coin flip. I've never called a single play. I've been on the defensive side. It took me a few games to figure out exactly what I'm working with because you have to think. Nathan Miller's gone. Cameron Lucas is gone. A lot of the great players we had last year are gone. So now how do you replace them? Because some of the plays that worked so well for us last year aren't going to work as well this year. And now that we know what we're working with, and we changed kind of what we do, we don't pass as much, but when we do, it's been very successful.
When you look at it, what's your mindset on a couple of different times? Everybody has their own thinking and opinion on a couple of the onside kicks. When we got one of those and we go right back at it, and then they got some short field, they got some decent kind of field. You look at that kind of situation instead of kicking back, as we mentioned, that they have like five kick returns. They have various dangerous weapons. What was your thinking or your mind process going to that, wanting to get the football back and an opportunity with the onside kick on several of those?
In baseball, in a close game, do you throw hittable pitches to their best player?
No.
In basketball, in the final minute, would you let their best player have the basketball?
Try not to. Deny the
Why
tonight. Would you kick it to three of the best return
right.
guys in the history of the middle lineup?
Yeah.
They have five returns in 7 weeks.
Yeah.
So, also, with that being said, Jesse Theobald can really boot the ball.
He does.
He can place it where he wants within 10 yards. If anybody's been watching lately, nobody stops Morton. They're averaging like 47 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get the ball back and get a lead with our offense, if we just do it one time,
yeah.
they're going to be in trouble.
And it was.
And, man,
yeah.
did they execute.
Absolutely. You know, when you take a look at this game and now you take a breath and get ready for another terrific challenge at Dunlap. But I've never felt more confident in a team that is ready for that challenge. How about you?
I had a lot of text messages from the guys last night, and it started off with, you know, everybody doubted us again. You know, we love being the underdogs. And I think we live in this mythical world around here that everybody tells us how great we are, or tells the kids how great they are. And that's fine. They are great. But you did something that's never been done in the history of the school. You made the semifinals. So how are you going to back that up? Are you going to make the semifinals again?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a tall task to ask for. And these kids forget they're the underdogs when they go to Morton.
Right.
When they play Pekin, when they play Washington, they think they're the favorites now.
Right.
And I don't know if I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, it took that three-game stretch to realize, wait a second, they're not picking us to win anymore.
Right.
Wait a second, nobody thinks we're any good. So now we've got a chip on our shoulder, and I like that team.
Yeah.
I'll go to battle with that team any week. And when I shut that locker room door last night, I knew what I was dealing with, and I knew we were in for a chance to win that game.
You got to love how you formulate an identity of a team. And that's the great part about covering and being a part of history when you talk about certain teams. And this team will be remembered for a little bit differently than what we saw last year. Their history slate is still to be written, which is a kind of a neat thing to still see in front of us in Week 9 coming up here.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we guaranteed these guys are going to finish higher than 500. They're at least going to go 5-4, if not 6-3 or better. So, you know, you're looking at it. It's not an 0-9 season.
No.
It's not a 2-7 season. So as disappointed as a couple people may be with it, these kids are very proud of themselves.
Oh,
and they've done an excellent job.
And that's all you ask of it. And when you're out there coaching and getting kids in position to win games and have an opportunity to win games, that's in essence what it's all about.
And these guys understand this is life, and this is what I've been trying to
tell
you. You're not always going to have things go your way.
Yeah.
You're going to think you had the greatest plan or things were planned out for you, and they're going to go the complete opposite way, and you're going to have to deal with that. And things didn't go the way we wanted them at the beginning of the year.
Makes you stronger, doesn't it?
I'll tell you
sometimes
what.
Failure brings out the best in all of us.
They pushed back hard, didn't they?
Absolutely. I got to make a quick note here, too. The freshmen who have not won a game last night. I thought they played one heck of a football game last night, and down to the wire, they ended up losing 38-34. They scored late in the game. But I tell you what, I thought it was the best performance I have seen them have. And it's coming together at the right time towards the end of the season here for them.
I sent a couple text messages out to freshman players last night, and I'm a big social media text message guy. I'm the younger coach, and that's what these guys love. They would much rather have that than me to call them and tell them they did a great job. And, you know, you'd maybe throw a couple emojis on there. But I sent these freshmen a couple texts last night, and I said, great job. I don't know what team that was tonight.
Yeah.
And they said, Coach, we were playing hard and having fun. I said, that's what it takes.
That's all it's about. So hope they have a good finish there, and hopefully they get a win on Friday night here as well.
Wouldn't that be great?
Absolutely. Cody, good weekend for you. Regroup, and we'll take our shot at Dunlap on Friday night, and don't care how many points or anything like that. We'll just go in and take care of business like we did last night. So
give it all we got.
Good luck to you. Cody, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Quick timeout. Coach's Roundtable talk Farmington football after this on Coach's Roundtable Live from Hy-Vee.
Mosier Oil in Farmington is proud to offer 50 years of experience and local service as a distributor for quality ExxonMobil and Chevron products. The staff at Mosier Oil work as a team to bring high-quality lubricants and fuels to their customers. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Mosier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day, so for service that can't be beat, call Mosier Oil today, 245-4846, or visit MosierOil.com. Good luck to all the area athletes and coaches from Mosier Oil in Farmington.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at spoonriveranimalclinic.com.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to fiberfastnow.com. Check out the Lock in Your Price for Life offering and pricing. Then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com.
Back here, get to the second half coaches roundtable and the tail end of our program. We'll talk with Elliot Craig for North Fulton. They qualified for the playoffs with their sixth win last night, first time since 2011. We'll talk with him. Also undefeated last night. They, again, a big second half last night. Farmington prevails to 56-21 against Abington Avon. Toby Vallis is with us, and again, congratulations to you. Big second half for your football team, and again, it's kind of like being snake bit at the beginning of the game. You found a way at the tail end of that first half. They were on a drive. They had an interception. You had an interception at the tail end of that first half. Went up at halftime. That was a big swing of momentum, wasn't it, at the end of the first half there?
Yeah, I think the end of the first half, and I just think our attitude adjustment at halftime, I think that changed things a little bit. I think it's a rough week after playing Elmwood. I just think you come out in kind of a slumber and been patting each other on the back for a week, and you gotta get refocused. I think that happened at halftime.
This is a game that it has a moment that has such glory, and it can be snatched away from you. You saw last night with the Elmwood loss against Knoxville last night. And it's gut-wrenching, isn't it, sometimes when you go into a game. But to hand to come back and play, again, a very quality team in Abington Avon, what was kind of the early key for them? They got established some scoring early.
I think their coach is one of the better coaches. I mean, I think he does a really great job of finding things and moving. He's a guy after my own heart. I think his offense is really simple, but he's very creative with it. I really like the things he does. But I think that it takes a little adjustment. You know, I told our kid this week, this is a team that will score a couple points here, so we're going to have to not panic and just keep playing. I thought our kids did a good job of staying level, you know, and then obviously in the second half you get Jared Dupree applying a lot of pressure, and then you get, you know, obviously three of our better players, Fletcher, Marion, Cade Lansford, all with big-time interceptions, including the pick-six, and I thought that defensive domination in the second half was kind of a return. That's what good teams do. They adjust and figure it out, and the kids do it themselves.
You have such an unselfish group. Jacob Uraz last night, 118. Couple of touchdowns, but this core is like that, aren't they? I mean, you pick and choose who you want to attack in certain parts of the game.
The most unselfish group I've ever had. I think on any other team, Judd Anderson or Ethan Kenny or your featured receiver or Jacob Uraz, and really none of them have been this year. I think Cade Lansford, Evan Marion, any of those guys could play for carries, Dash Anderson, and it's just kind of when we've been able to kind of go with the hot hand and do what we thought was right. It's been different guys, different nights, but it's just a super unselfish group, and you know, there's the old saying, it's amazing what a team can do when nobody cares who gets the credit, and everybody has their niche and their role, and we know this year we hang our hat on defense. That's what it's been. So.
And the second half, you pitch the shutout and score 30 points in that second half, and do they have any kind of drives over time to sustain? And you mentioned you had a couple of interceptions.
I think the second half, and their quarterback, I want to say this, in 2 years, we're going to be sitting here talking about how great that quarterback is for Abington. I really believe that. I think he's going to be a special player. But I do believe that Jared Dupree and Thorell and Cody Rickard and those guys really got to him. John Stidgill, they got to him and rattled him last night, which happens to a young quarterback. And once we got him rattled, and that can happen to anybody when there's pressure. And once we got him rattled, I think our defense really took it to the extreme.
It's all this in the game plan preparation. And how you laid out a game plan and execute. I know that last night for Canton, we played nearly flawless, and we executed on those type of things. It's great to see that when your team really does execute what you go out and what you want to take away from certain parts of a game, isn't it?
These guys have done that all year. I mean, they've bought into what we're telling them. And the big thing for these guys is they're so damn smart. at halftime we can say we're going to do this, this, and this.
Right.
And they,
and they can make that
there's
adjustment.
There's a lot of kids that just are not capable of doing that. So.
Yeah. Well, when you take a look at that, how did you, when do you find that out, when you know about your team and you understand those type of things and put that into effect?
Well,
too?
I think in the midst of games we've had to do it. And I think this year, right away, at halftime, we made big errors the first week of the season at the end of the first half, and they just corrected it. And it's great because you got Evan and Jack will take the linebackers and do it.
Right.
The D-line is pretty self-sufficient, and then Cade will take the D-backs and just take care of them. And when you've got leaders like that, we don't have to do it. We just communicate with those captains, and they kind of run the thing.
Yeah. What do you talk to your team again about the history part of it? So a chance coming up in Week 9 to have again a back-to-back regular season undefeated, those type of things, and goal. I mean, it's part of the goals, but you understand the part of what the history is of the Farmington football.
You know, the history part, I don't know if we really talk much about that, but I think it's certainly be special. You know, for these seniors to leave their mark, you know, it's a, you think about your junior and senior record, mm-hmm. people talk about that all the time. It's a mark, if we can pull it off next week, that will never be beat. It can never be, it might be repeated sometime, but it will never be beat. And to go 18-0,
absolutely.
Juniors and seniors, certainly very special.
Toby, when you look at, things last night offensively, anybody up front, line or anything like that, kind of played a special gameplay last night?
I thought our entire offensive line and defensive line played well. I mean, the defensive line, even in the first half, defensive line wise, I think we penetrated a little too much and ran by some stuff. Then we calmed it down and played real well. But I don't think it was ever not doing your job. It was just,
right.
it was just an over-aggressive error.
Right.
You know, I thought, after the game, the coaches asked me, is number 19, is that guy right? So Arrow must have done something good out there. I'm not yet on tape. But I said, no, he's not. He's an all-tape fisherman, but
absolutely.
We'll find out what he did. So.
What was it? You want to talk to your team after a game like that? You know, what do you try to stress to them? You still got the one game you'd like to get, a home game, you know, in the first round of playoffs. You're still thinking in those particular times. What was the kind of the conversation with your team afterwards?
I thought we responded really well in the second half. You know, we got through, and obviously, you know, there's some defense to that big game hangover. I think it can hit people, and I thought we did a nice job of battling through that. And they don't need any motivation next week. Next week's about our seniors. It's senior night, and the kids won't need any motivation. These juniors and sophomores, they care a lot about this group, and this group is – I owe this group more than anything for the way they've – you know, they were my first group of freshmen, the way they've set the tone and backing me up, and when people were questioning me early on, and – we kept going 0-2, you know, to start the season
right.
the first couple of years, and these guys always had my back. So, and I'll always have theirs. I don't care when they're 50. I'll still be
absolutely. You know that you know you go into a game, Lewistown's pretty banged up in regards to that, but you know you're going to get the best out of them. You know, Darren's not going to let that
well,
Week 9 not you know go
super
without.
Well coach, they've just fallen some hard times with injuries, and feel bad for them. They're just it's a shame because I think they were set to have a pretty nice season, and then in those. With small schools, it's very hard to overcome those kind of injuries.
Absolutely. What's your underclass? Are they going to be finishing up today? I think they did. I see that they won the conference at
the
JV level, right?
And if they can win,
they got to play this week. They could go undefeated as well.
They'll go undefeated as well. The JV will.
Yeah. Well, what's their kind of? It's kind of the pieces for them. What's kind of the key things there? They got some receivers running. What's kind of the combination there for him?
They got all those type of things. I think they've got a couple
of
really special players, but I think overall the team. The sophomores have figured out to be unselfish, and they're good leaders. We've got
that's
you know,
scary at an early that early level, players. Right?
Ben Barons and Braden Saunders. I just off the top of my head that people don't think about. They're good receivers. They've maybe caught one or two balls this year. I haven't heard a word from them. There's no crying about getting the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you can go a long way if that happens. But when you got great leaders to look up to, guys that are you know that I believe are team all conference caliber players, and our team are all returning all conference players, and they're. Sharing the ball, I think it's a good...
Absolutely. Toby, continued success. Good week of preparation against Lewistown this week, and hopefully that, again, we'll be talking next week about the playoff potentials, those type of things, and kind of shorten the process. I mean, it makes it easier at the end of the regular season, getting ready for the playoffs, but congrats on the 8-0 start. Nice win for you last night. Congratulations.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Toby Vallis with us from Farmington. Quick timeout and qualifying for the playoffs. 6 win last night in North Fulton. We'll talk with Elliot Craig. Quick timeout. Sports Saturday continues live from Hy-Vee.
Rhodes Real Estate and Land Auction Services is Canton's only locally owned and operated real estate firm. As the new face of real estate in Fulton County and all of West Central Illinois, Jed Rhodes and his staff specialize in land brokerage and auction sales. Whether you are buying or selling residential, farm and rec land, or commercial properties, you can depend on premier land experts at Rhodes Real Estate. Call 647-8811. The new face of real estate, 647-8811. Rhodes Real Estate and Land Auction Services in Canton.
Flu season. It'll get here before you know it. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Save yourself some worry and get your flu shot today. Plus, use your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card and you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas. There's no appointment necessary, so why wait for the flu to get you? Visit your Hy-Vee pharmacy and get your flu shot plus your 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount today. Some restrictions apply.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for every hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and much more for every outdoorsman this hunting season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gear is at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection of hunting supplies, then shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more.
Back here with the coaches roundtable and talk with the tail end of our show, usually with Elliot Craig from North Fulton. And they got a win last night, North Fulton 22-0 over Peoria Heights. Qualifying 6-2. Nice job there, bud.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate that.
That's definitely. And we were trying to get we were coming home last night from Morton, and I sent him a message, and I go, I know he won. We were trying to get the final score. Sometimes you never get an accurate account of certain scores like that. But congratulations to you. And I know 2011, last playoff opportunity, and it's your fifth since you've been at the school there. So it's a big milestone for you guys getting back to the playoffs.
It's always nice. You know, it's something these seniors will always remember. You know, we talked about that on Thursday night, you know, that, you know, it's just that year is just remembered. You know, at you know, Coach Myers and I were just talking. Like, you know, when you're at Geneseo, it's every year. So, it means something to those communities. But when it's every year like that, it almost probably becomes, I don't want to use the word stale because it's always exciting for that new group of kids. But from a community standpoint, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, for these group of kids to stick it out for 4 years and even our juniors, and you hope these young kids will learn from them. That's always the hope, that you catch a few breaks and you find a way to, which is what we basically have done in these six wins. We've just found ways to win. We weren't kicking anybody's rear end or anything like that. We've just hung on or found a way or made a big play when we had to on one side of the ball or the other. And that was kind of the case last night too. So,
you know, when you look at it again, in your conference, you have three teams that are 6-2, Knoxville, A-Town, North Fulton. You got Farmington 8-0, 6-2, Elmwood, Brimfield 6-2, Westbury, Illini West with 5 wins there. That says a lot for this conference, doesn't it? I mean, in regards to how tough the schedule you had, the couple of games in the Lincoln Trail, it's become a very, very tough schedule, isn't it, to get the 5-6 wins?
Yeah, and ours, you know, I mean, you got, Biggsville, West Central. They're 4-4. They got a chance to get in if they can win next week. Mm-hmm. Much improved program over there. It is. I mean, it's a meat grinder for us 1A guys with limited people. Mm-hmm. You can make a case that my best or second best offensive skill kid didn't get to play last night. He couldn't get cleared. The Utzinger boy, that hurt. The Jurgensen kid had a nice night at 91 yards on 11 carries. Mm-hmm. We always expect a lot out of the McAllister kid. I probably don't tell him as much as I should how you know, how important and how good he can be. I take it for granted at times.
But it's important at this stretch, you know, that even with Utsinger now, he gets a week and, you know, he'll be ready to go for the final week and then in the playoffs as well. So that's going to be a key three as well.
And his backup, Logan Davies, played both sides, started both sides, played fantastic on both sides. Logan actually kind of broke the game open late or sealed it with a big 55-yard run. It was the only time he carried the ball, so you know, we just kind of kept feeding those other two kids because of not an experience standpoint. Logan's a senior, but you know, he hadn't gotten the reps because, you know, when Chris is in there, he's getting the carries or whatever. But I think they kind of forgot about him, and credit to him, you know, he ran hard, ran it right, and you know, it was a big play in that moment. Like, it's defensively, he played very well.
What about the with the lady at the QB? Well, how about his maturation in this?
Well, that's the bad news. Colton broke his clavicle in the first quarter, so Nick Gilpin finished the game. We all feel for Colton. You know, he's had a really good. I mean, we would not be in this position we're talking right now if it wasn't for our senior quarterback. Words can't explain it. I actually talked to Swingo this morning, who, different situation being in the semifinals, but, you know, Colton's not going to get to experience that. And there's nothing that any of us can say or do other than, you know, I'm going to make him an honorary captain the rest of the year. He hadn't been going out with me for the toss, but he's going to. And, you know, he can, you know, my hopes, he can basically be another coach. Yeah. You know, he knows the offense.
Exactly.
Just as well as I do, and that he
can see some other things he can relate to Nick, right?
And you know, I hadn't been given Nick since his concussion back in like week, I don't even remember what weeks it was, but he had to take two weeks off, and we just hadn't gotten him the reps that he, you know, in the summer these two kids split, battled, it was a competition, and we ended up going with the senior, and you know, so now, you know, next man up, just like Davies was up for Utsinger. And we've talked about that throughout the year.
Yeah.
You know, guys, we don't have a huge squad. So when you're called upon, you've got to perform or you're letting the rest of your teammates down. And so he'll hopefully play better. You know, we just kind of game managed it last night, to be honest with you. Our defense played phenomenal. Best defensive
got a shutout last night, so that's always a
12,
good plus, right?
12 total rushing yards on 19 carries, which is the second best in North Fulton history. Actually held Holt's heights in 08 to 10 total rushing yards.
Yeah, they always have a talented group, don't they?
They do. We played well. I mean, they have some skilled kids that are really, really good. This number 8, number 34, number 2. Number 7. I mean, they have some athletic type skill kids, but we won the game in the trenches on both sides. I mean, the Maxwell kid, our nose, played phenomenal on defense. Harley Pimble, our defensive tackle, sometimes he gets lost, and had some big tackle for losses last night. Chance Miller played the game of his life defensively, led us in tackles. So we've had, you know, we had some other kids step up last night. Our secondary did a fantastic job. Best game they've played by far defensively all season long. And Heights have been scoring some points on people and racking up yards. They're young. They came ready to play. And, you know, we found a way. We didn't turn the ball over last night, although we had a lot of negative plays because of some snap-type different things, be it center, quarterback, issues which will get fixed or get better. I don't want to say it's get fixed because it's been a process to try to continue to fix it, but we'll continue to try. And maybe now somewhat the pressure is off these kids to some respects. Now just go out there and play, you know, try to win this week.
Absolutely.
Maybe you get a home game. Maybe you don't, and then who the heck knows, Leon? You don't ever know what you're going to draw.
Yeah, well, what you kind of talk with your team about the importance of getting that sixth win last night for you? What it what it means to all the hard work they put in and to get to this goal here, because there was a little early in the part of the season, there was some doubt, you know, right, in moving forward.
Oh, yeah.
Being able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was, you know, and I picked on them every week, so I'm going to continue to be consistent we were picked 0-9. So, by a certain news publication, which will go unnamed this week, every parent, every kid, you know, every community wants and expects you to win. Sometimes that's a realistic goal, and sometimes
right.
It isn't. So I think, you know, it's always our goal as a staff to play week 10, and, you know, they achieved that goal, and it's got to continue. We're not going to rest on it. When I get in, I want to do some damage, you know.
Where do you ball, 1A, 2A?
Yeah,
where
we'll be 1A easily.
Yeah.
It's not even a question. We're 250 as an enrollment. What little bit I studied it this week, it won't even be. We'll be like a middle-of-the-road enrollment in 1A. Cutoff will probably be somewhere around 313 or something like that. I think even north to south, we could potentially be right on that cut line geographically. If the IHSA owns a map,
yeah.
Sometimes some years you wonder if they actually... And they send you one as the AD every year, too, so I know they have them. But, it's been a really... nice year. A lot of people probably doubted us. We have people above that doubt as well. That
we've had a lot of that.
You get on board or get out of the way.
Yeah.
We had that motto a couple years ago, and I think we used it in 11. You get on board or get the hell out of the way. You know, don't get in the way of all the hard work of my assistants and of these kids. You know, just get out of the way. You know, and enjoy it, because it hasn't happened for a while, and realistically, we're not going to be Geneseo where you make it 20 years in a row.
Right.
I wish it was that way.
And it's strange how, too, that it does bring a community closer together, you know, through
It did in 07. There's
yeah.
no doubt about that.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And the parents have been fantastic. I mean, I'm going to knock on wood, but I've had zero parental complaints, issues, whatever, at either level. And so I appreciate
young.
I do appreciate the parents, understanding that,
yeah.
you know, that it has been a very good group of parents. We have a group of parents that, feed these kids with drinks and food and whatever after every road ball game. They don't have to do that. I don't even know where they're getting the money to do it. Maybe out of their own pockets for all I know. That type of stuff's appreciated.
It is.
It does not go unnoticed. We appreciate it. I know the team appreciates it.
What's week 9 to present, Troy, for you? Coming up this week.
We're big and good. They put a thumping on us last year, senior night at Cuba. We got to go there to Scioto next week. Full house backfield. Good friends of mine, Coach Rodas, McCormick, Akers. They know me pretty well. I think I know them halfway decent as well. So it'll be a challenge. There's no doubt.
Absolutely.
And we've got to hopefully continue to play good football, especially defensively, and then continue that offensive progression with the quarterback and whatever moving forward.
Absolutely. 6-2, LA, nice job. Congratulations to you. Good luck coming up this week. And again, we'll talk next week about where you may fall in the playoffs, those type of things, little scenarios that will fall in place next week. But congrats, nice win last night for you, 22-0. And always a pleasure. Thanks for coming up and chatting football with us.
Thank you, Liam. Appreciate it.
We'll take a final timeout, wrap things up here. We'll tell you what's on the schedule next week after this timeout. Back with the finishing comments here on Coach's Roundtable.
Rhodes Real Estate and Land Auction Services is Canton's only locally owned and operated real estate firm. As the new face of real estate in Fulton County and all of West Central Illinois, Jed Rhodes and his staff specialize in land brokerage and auction sales. Whether you are buying or selling residential, farm and rec land, or commercial properties, you can depend on premier land experts at Rhodes Real Estate. Call 647-8811. The new face of real estate, 647-8811. Rhodes Real Estate and Land Auction Services in Canton.
What's smart? That's smart. Introducing That's Smart, a new brand that allows you to save money. From household items to pantry staples, you'll find a wide range of products throughout the store. It's the smart way to save. That's smart.
Be smart. Visit your Canton Hy-Vee today for the new That's Smart groceries. The smart way to save. Only available at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Coming up, we've got Rutgers at Illinois. That's coming up next here at 10 o'clock. Thanks for joining us on your Sports Saturday. Down to our final coaches roundtable next week. We'll wrap things up in week 9. In the middle line, it's Limestone at Pekin, Metamora at East Peoria, Washington and Morton. That could be a critical game as well. And already clinching a share of the middle line, Dunlap will be at Canton on senior night. That should be an outstanding matchup there in week 9 football from Memorial Stadium. Thanks for all of our coaches. Megan, back to the engineer in our studios, WBYS. We've got Illinois Rutgers coming up next. Thanks for joining us. Sports Saturday. That's a wrap for Week 8.
This has been Coach's Roundtable, a Fulton County tradition of breakfast and sports conversation with area coaches from the Canton, Farmington, Havana, Lewistown, and North Fulton area. Broadcast sponsors include Monocle's Pizza, Just Teasin' Hair and Nail Salon, Country Financial Agents Ray Rickena and Walter Brown, Big Rack Steakhouse, Ipava State Bank, White Oaks, State Farm Insurance Agent Chuck Taylor, Graham Health System, Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine, the Clayburgh Fulton County Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, and the Hy-Vee Food Store on North Main in Canton, home of Coach's Roundtable. Visit 1560WBYS.com for streaming online and the free stream app for your iPhone, smartphone, or other device. This has been a presentation of WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM, the leader in high school sports coverage.